why did you go call Saul? Why did you keep with it? So the first one is inspired by Bhaimati Das. For anybody who doesn't know who Bhaimati Das is, he's one of the devotees that was with Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji during his pilgrimages, and eventually he was sawn in half by the oppressors. So this one was inspired by him. It's like I'm torn between the two, between wants and needs, and the truth really seems to elude and exclude me. When I make my choices, hearing voices out the side of my neck, I'm split in half. Got what I want, well, what you got now, so chasing fast, living in constant thirst, life is so dehydrating, hoping for quench eventually, so now I'm waiting, more like anticipating, thinking it'll hit me soon, like the drums in a trap, but I don't hear a boom. Blue like the stars in operation on the 4th of June, 1984, the time they come, they move so slow, with my eyes closed, reciting hymns, confiding him. But my mind is elsewhere, outside, when it lies within. Worse than lying is justifying all our untruths. Thinking logic cleanses what we speak in rhyming boots. But we ain't rhyming truths, and we're not wrapped in cotton either. Burnt alive for his beliefs. Now I'm a believer. Then I saw her face, first born around her neck. Cut limb from limb, boiled alive, and families attacked. It can't be this and that, inaccuracies of all these facts. I wonder if the slipper switched, how'd we react? Just know the love they had was measured in their sacrifice. Glimpse of my master, his request before they took his life. Love sharper than the saw they used to cut him down the center. It meant a sentiment of betterment, so flows magenta. Rather crimson red, dripping up from toe to head. Reverse the cycle, death to life. 1430 red. Nothing absorbed though, because we're torn between the two. Between the life we lead and the truth we always knew, but never listened to. And the second one is inspired by a line I read in an email. I'm not sure who wrote it, but the line was, "Why try to stand it? Why try to fit in when you were born to stand out?" And I guess it was an appeal to young men, I guess, who wanted to cut their hair. Why try to fit in when you were born to stand out? Beard out long, standing strong, emitting a shout among a mumble of mediocre, monotone, monotony, hypocrisy among our own people, what got to me, entertaining the idea of trimming. Clean cut, so fresh, so clean, go help me get with the women. Because from the beginning, I never really was a saint soldier, just told to let it grow and love it when I am older. But now I'm older, hair resting all past my shoulders, light, silky, and shiny, but burning in like a boulder, they told ya. It's your religion, your reason for living, but it was their reason for death. Rather, the reason that they took their last breath. So exhale. And inhale a past time, a single flat line, for no other reason but being different. So while you plan to see the doubt of whether you fit in, Balbir Singh Sodhi, he was just gardening. Shot his back as we turn our back, patriot that did it, claim revenge for 9/11 attacks. I didn't know Osama owned a gas bar, man. Last time I heard, he was out in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter, though. Where was I on September 12th? Not repping my roots like that half-life Philadelphia. So baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. And things fall apart, spiritual facade, but what's written on my heart? Definitely not to 1430. Should I be a saint? Never to even think, am I worthy? And can I be mad at Indra for 1984? She murdered so many Singhs, but that created so many more. And there's such one thing and beyond thing, really even the score? The retributions couldn't be contained until November 4th. Blood stains, hair, human remains, clogging deadly sewer system drains, children orphaned, men slain, women raped to a shame. And I'm an 81 baby, back then I was 3. 26 years strong, I couldn't walk down those streets. But in the Western world, it's ostracism we fear. So we wear trucker hats, gel it up, or tie up our beards not to look weird. We oxymoronic like a clean-shaven jut, sick boy. But in Harmandasar, if you're not a hymn, you can't sing his hymns. So before we can rebuild, we have to destroy. And we have to destroy the idea that armor at an auction house is more important and deserves more attention than our community's dissension. The fact that the way we remember 1984 makes us forget about today. And when our sister takes her own life, we tend to blame the victim. So even if you don't stand out, why would we want to fit in? So never forget and stand out and stand up to even our own, because that's why we were born. Why would you call so?